fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Thursday, the 23rd of February. The prepper tip of the day is to inventory everything. Food, water, ammunition, spare parts, tools, building materials, clothing, boots, everything. Medical supplies. Inventory everything. You'll find things you've forgotten you had. Find out things that you thought you had you no longer have because they got loaned out. You'll find things that are in perfect condition, things that have become stale and bad or rusty and need repair or replacement. So inventory everything. Looks like we'll have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 512-248-8252. Missouri Attorney General has given the St. Louis circuit attorney until noon, that's just under 3 hours from now, to resign. And we shall see if she resigns or not. Let's see if I can pick up the story here. Looks like we have where we go. This story isn't here. We go. Ultimatum. Kim Gardner, the circuit attorney, prosecuting attorney for St. Louis City. She released a criminal back onto the street. The criminal was in an automobile accident. This was the straw that broke the camel's back. This was a few days ago. He hit another car. One of these cars pinned an innocent teenage girl, athlete who was here to compete in volleyball competition from Kentucky, I believe it was, resulting in both her legs being amputated. Her life has been changed forever. Needless tragedy created by the circuit attorney, Kim Gardner, who got her campaign money from George Soros. About a dozen of her employees, licensed attorneys, resigned in protest over the past several years since she took office. It's been complete chaos in that office. So we shall see in just under 3 hours whether she resigns or puts up, I hope she puts up a fight, because that will reveal to the public all the improper, unethical things this woman's done since she's been the circuit attorney. We have a caller on hold here. We got Mike in Kentucky. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, I wanted to get through on for Dr. Horowitz there, but I don't know that what he said there, it's pray for your enemies. It doesn't, I don't think it says directly for them to pray for them to be destroyed. And I think that means that you would, you know, put it in his hands what to, how to deal with these enemies, you know, whether it's heaping coals of fire on them or that sort of stuff. I really respect Dr. Horowitz's take on a lot of things, but he also, and most people leave out, that Yeshua let go the animals first. You know, when he started turning the tables on the money changers, a big factor was that what they were doing was selling animals fraudulently, I think. And, you know, so he told them to
selling animals for the ritual sacrifices, I believe, weren't they?
Yeah, and, you know, you go back to Jeremiah, and the scriptures, it's not really in red letters in most Bibles, but he said, I've had my fill. What is yours? What to me is all this blood? You know, there's a theme running through there. And even Jesus quotes Jeremiah, and so do some of the disciples concerning that corrupt system. Those animal sacrifices were no longer working, shall we say. They made the law of none effect. And so there's a theme running through there that a lot of people don't really look at, but I don't think we're supposed to specifically pray for our enemy's destruction. Let's put it in his hands to deal with them however he will. Some people turn around, you know, and end up being an asset to the kingdom. So they'll be dealt with, I think, and probably one way or the other, whether you pay for them or not. And oftentimes, it looks like through the stories that God's people are dealt with or allowed to be dealt with these pagan, heathen-type people coming against them and humbling them until they turn around. And so when you pray for your enemies, I don't know that you should pray exactly for their destruction, but for his will to be done. Ultimately, it will be. But we can hope for that in this woman that you were just talking about, in the George Soros puppets that he has out, whoever he's supporting that's pushing his agenda. They wouldn't be getting the gravy if they weren't doing his bidding. And if you ain't if you ain't getting flack, you ain't over the target, I would say. So if you're fighting against this sort of stuff, you're going to get some opposition and some flack. So absolutely. I've certainly got my fair share there. So appreciate you taking my call. I wasn't expecting to be on this quick. Thanks.
Well, thank you. I hope and I pray that what the Missouri Attorney General is doing will come to the attention of other states' attorney generals. There's a number of states that have a similar quandary, where local circuit attorneys, prosecuting attorneys, have received funding to win their campaigns from George Soros and are causing complete chaos within the judicial system. Complete chaos. Within the city of St. Louis, we have the St. Louis City police officers who bring before the circuit attorney evidence that a certain man or woman has been involved in crimes, and they present the evidence, and the circuit attorney refuses to prosecute, releasing these people and put them back out in the street to continue their life of crime. So I do truly hope and pray that other attorney generals in other states will be aware of this. I'm sure many of them will be aware of it, that they have the authority, they have the ability to get rid of a prosecuting attorney, circuit attorney, who is doing the wrong things for the wrong reasons. And that would help all of us if that can move forward. I need to remind people, because we always have new listeners, we're in the middle of the worst crime in recorded human history, taking place right now on the 23rd day of February, that crime being the consequences of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. Tens of millions, eventually, possibly hundreds of millions of people will die as a consequence of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. Unfortunately, including my daughter, my son-in-law, my twin grandchildren who are juniors in high school, I expect they'll all be either disabled or dead within 3 to 5 years. That's my expectation. My oldest grandson, who lived with me for several years when he was a young boy from age 3 to age 7, I believe, he did not get the clot shot. Thank goodness. At least I'll have somebody to carry on the family name. Both my brothers got the clot shot. My sister-in-law, one niece, let's see, two nieces, two nephews, have all got the clot shot also. They did it to themselves. I want to remind people what a judge in France ruled. The insurance company that held the life insurance policy on a man who died from the clot shot refused to pay it out, the face value of the insurance policy. The family sued the insurance company. The judge ruled in favor of the insurance company for the following reason. The deceased may or may not have known about the consequences of getting the clot shot, but he could have. The information was not secret, was available to anybody who did even a cursory search on the side effects, or what might be called direct effects, of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots. Now, it hasn't happened in this country yet. It hasn't got bad enough. The insurance companies don't want to take the heat. Of course, they're talking about it. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they started charging an extra dollar amount for people who got the clot shot for their insurance policy, life insurance, and or health insurance, both, or just refuse to accept new policyholders that have got the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. I wouldn't be surprised if they did that as well. We shall see. We shall see. In the meantime, the real action is with children and teenagers in terms of saving lives. If you know a mother or father that has children that have not yet got the clot shot, educate yourself. There's more than 700 articles and videos at my website at thelibertyman.com, including, to get your head start there, 9 pages, single space, of the side effects of the Pfizer vaccine. 9 pages, single space. Print it out. Take it to that parent or those parents, that mom and dad, who have not yet got the COVID clot shot for their teenager, their infant, their child. That may be the ticket to helping convince them that they should not get that. Most of the adults in this country who were going to get the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot have already got it. Either they wanted to get it themselves, they were fearful of losing their employment, they were coerced by employers, coerced by family members. I've seen every excuse. Every excuse. And none of them hold water, quite frankly. You can always get another job, but you only get one life. And I know a number of people who now regret that they took the clot shot over their life. Of course they regret that. Once you've destroyed your immune system, it's done. There's all kinds of ways to support and improve an existing immune system. People are trying those out because they're desperate. I don't blame them. Desperate people do desperate things. I don't believe they're going to be successful. I really don't. Because of what they've done to themselves with the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot, I don't believe they're going to be successful. I would love to see that they would. I would love to see some protocol that I could recommend to my daughter and her family that would save their lives to detox from the clot shot. If I come across that protocol, I'll get it to them, and it'll be their choice to do it or not do it, but at least I'll have done everything I can. What other people are doing works much of the time for a person with an immune system Will they work with a person who does not have an immune system because they signed up to have their sliver rolled up their sleeve and have that shot? I don't know. It's been stopped for the U.S. military, but it's too late. There's almost nobody active duty military who doesn't have the clot shot. There's almost none. They're given the choice of get the clot shot or be discharged. So they had their career, their paycheck, their pension they were looking forward to. So they got the clot shot. They're done. They're finished. Unless something changes dramatically. The men and women behind this at Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, I believe their goal was to create a biological weapon from which there could be no salvation, no way of redeeming yourself and getting your immune system back. I believe that was their goal. They spent years doing this, at least 6 years, maybe more. I've interviewed at least one woman who was part of DNA collections years before they began the actual work on the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Did they achieve their goal? So far, it looks like they did. Did they achieve the goal of creating a biological weapon from which you cannot recover your destroyed immune system? At the moment, it looks like that's exactly what they did. They were successful in their quest. This will not have a good ending. We know that. A 40% increase in all-cause mortality beginning July of 2021. That's where we are right now. I've interviewed the former coroner of Crawford County. He knows exactly what's going on. He's also the a funeral home director. I interviewed folks at another funeral home in Crawford County. I was shown the calendar of the funerals that they have. And the woman, the administrator, the office manager, she says, John, 2 years ago, there would be one or two funerals a week. Now look at this calendar. There's one scheduled every day of the week, sometimes two, every day of the week. They don't do funerals on Sundays typically, but every day of the week. And this is happening all over the country. A 40% increase in all-cause mortality. Now, one of the things I'm focused on right now and looking to get answers is the numbers of infants that are dying, infants that are still are born dead, stillbirths. I interviewed a woman recently who said that she was knowledgeable of a woman who worked as in delivering babies in a hospital, and she was laid off because, quote-unquote, no babies are being born in Metro St. Louis. That's scary. That's our future. Already killed off many of the elderly people with the COVID-19 biological weapon. Now we're killing off the newborns with the COVID vaccination. It reminds me of the Trail of Tears when President Jackson did a horrendous thing. He caved into political pressure to forcibly move the Cherokees from North Carolina to Oklahoma. The wealthy Cherokees rode boats and didn't have too bad a trip, but the rest of them walked that entire distance. Part of that trail went right past my home here, Trail of Tears. And the survivor said, we lost our future when the children died. We lost our past when the elderly died, because that's who died off. And that's what's been happening now for 3 years. I don't know if former Governor Cuomo is going to be criminally prosecuted, but he should be for putting sick people with COVID-19 into these nursing homes. He should be prosecuted criminally, and I hope he is. We have a caller on hold here. We got Lynn in Maryland. Good morning, Lynn. Hold on, Lynn, we got a break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
In the land of cotton wool, down there on the floor, got to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, 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 down south in Dixie.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. We got a car and holder, Lynn in Maryland. Good morning, Lynn. Almost out of time this half hour.
Okay, thank you very much, John. Good morning. And now I just lost the page. On Sunday, Chris Steiner's program, and I'm sorry, I came on late, but I heard you say that your daughter's been affected by the COVID injection.
Not affected yet.
Oh, okay, good. We'll trust that won't happen, that she'll be just fine. But He had a doctor on Sunday, this past Sunday, Chris Steiner did, with the New Era Medical Center, a Dr. Gerald Roscoe, and he's in Florida. And it was interesting. So that might be somebody. He's had success with folks who had long COVID and been affected in other ways, so I figured I'd share that with you in case it was helpful.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it, Marilyn.
You're welcome. And I'll pray for that she just stays healthy. And then I heard what Mike said, and actually we're told to love our enemies, but I didn't hear anything else. So I don't know what I'm talking about. I just know that we're supposed to love our enemies, which is a little difficult because actually the thing I have the most trouble with is turning the other cheek. I hear my father in my ear yelling at me to hit him back. So,
right.
To this day.
Right.
Thank you very much, John. Thank you for all you do. I appreciate you so much.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
There's a headline here at The Federalist where the Culver, this is in California, near Los Angeles, Culver City Unified School District. Superintendent Quoc Tron, sounds like Vietnamese heritage. There's an issue with the honors classes for this high school. And here's what he says. Parents say academic excellence should not be experimented with for the sake of social justice, but it was very jarring when teachers looked at their honors program enrollment and realized black and brown kids were not there. They felt obligated to do something. What would they do? They eliminated the honors program. This is not a standalone. This has happened all over the country. If there's no black or brown students in the honors programs, which would be higher level mathematics, higher level language classes, what do? They shut down the programs for equity. There's a quote here from a man who escaped Cuba, Pedro Frigola. He says, I was born in Cuba. It doesn't sound good when people are trying to achieve equal outcomes for everyone. Welcome to socialism. Welcome to communism. That's what we got here. Maybe they should have eliminated the 100-yard dash when I was in high school. I was one of maybe 20 young men out of the tens of thousands in the state of Missouri who could run the 100-yard dash in 10 seconds flat. None of the other tens of thousands could do that, black or white. So maybe we should have just eliminated it because it wasn't equal. We didn't have an equal outcome. That may not be a good analogy. First thing that came to my mind. Well, I say to the superintendent of schools, Quoc Tron, you're wrong, sir. You, sir, are wrong. It's wrong to eliminate the honors classes because not all students are smart enough, determined enough, work hard enough to get in them. That is wrong, wrong, wrong. And you're hurting these students by eliminating these classes, hurting their chances for scholarships, which may they may not come from a wealthy family. They may come from a family that can't afford to send a child to college unless they get a scholarship. You're causing harm. It certainly isn't helping the black and brown students who, for whatever reason, aren't in those classes. While they're not in there, is not the issue. The issue is the classes are there for those who can achieve that goal of achieving that standard of being in an honors class. And I say this to all school superintendents nationwide. Shame on you for eliminating honors classes because not all students are smart enough, not all students work hard enough, not all students want to achieve that goal of being in an honors class. Shame on you for eliminating these classes. And this has happened in dozens of school districts all over the United States. It's a shame. It's wrong, wrong, wrong. And if you live in a school district where this has happened, and we have probably listeners that do, do what it takes to get the honors classes back in force for those youngsters smart enough, diligent enough to work hard, study hard, and get to the point where they are in an honors class. That's what needs to happen. It's called meritocracy, where we award people for based on merit, not based on skin color. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We're back with Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. We add to the COVID panel pretty much 5 days a week with new articles, new videos. Today, we got an article up there. It may not be up right now. Mike Adams posted his website about these German researchers who recovered the information that Pfizer was concealing and covering up the people being killed and pregnant women being injured and babies being stillborn because of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. More than 200 articles and videos at the website there at thelibertyman.com concerning the harm caused by the COVID vaccination clot shots. And of course, products that will help you, interesting products that will be beneficial to you, the Harvest-Right freeze-dried equipment, Liberator rocket heaters, and of course, the energy cleaning, which we're going to talk about right now. And that said, we have with us Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the energy cleaner. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, I hope you're busy manufacturing energy cleaners, because I need some, sir.
Well, I told you the other day when we last met, and you said you would need some more this week, and I will have them finished in a couple of days.
Okay, that's good, because I just shipped one to Diane Zerger yesterday, I believe it was, and she'll be getting it in a day or two. We've had issues with getting computer chips. I assume that's still ongoing, isn't it?
It is a little bit, John, but it's eased up some. And every time I see, a few available here and there, I grab them and put them in inventory. So I have enough to keep us rolling. I'm not going to worry about it too much. It's not as bad as it was over the last couple of years.
I got a note from one of the guys over at EMP Shield that there's a massive computer chip factory being built in Kansas right now, Tom.
Where is it, in Kansas?
Kansas, yeah, Kansas, right.
I wonder where, which I'm in Kansas a lot.
So once that's online, our issues will be over, and hopefully they'll put a lot of...
It takes a while to put one of those things online, though. It's you wouldn't believe the equipment that they have to acquire. You know, they have to, and I did this when I had my multi-layer printed circuit plant. We had the water that you could drink out of the faucet wasn't clean enough for us to do rinsing with. So we had to treat the water coming in, and we had to treat it again going out. And you know, John, if I, especially during the summer months when the pH of the water in St. Louis County was high, if I just turned on the water flow and didn't do anything to it and let it run down to drain, but was just not doing any other processing, just opened up or took a hose from a faucet and poured it down the drain, and the Metropolitan Sewer District took a sample of that, I would have been in violation. The same water you drink was not clean enough to go down the drain.
Yeah, I got an update on this. It's actually EMP Shield that's building the computer chip factory, $1.9 billion with a B, dollar computer chip production facility near Burlington. So EMP Shield has taken the lead on that. We have a couple of callers on the hold here. First, we have BJ in Kansas. Good morning, BJ. Good morning, BJ. Good morning, BJ. Okay, BJ's gone. And we
John,
have
I'll give our disclaimer before we take any calls, if that's okay.
Let's do that.
We got
Diane with.
Okay, John, we are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. That said, we have the official energy cleaner cheerleader with us, Diane Zerger, up in the frozen Northland. Good morning, Diane.
Hi, John. Hi, Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I don't have track how many energy cleaners I've shipped to you, Diane, but it's approaching 20, I believe. The most recent one being shipped yesterday. You should have it in a day or two.
That'll be wonderful. That makes me really happy. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. Now, tell us about the folks sitting on the couch in your living room and what was going on with them.
My son and his wife and his two sons came over to visit my husband and me. I think it was last weekend. And she was sitting on the couch. He was walking around. And she wouldn't move from that spot on the couch, which is on top of the energy cleaner travel pad.
Right.
And I have the energy cleaner on the floor in front of the couch. He comes back from walking around, whatever he was doing. He sits down literally almost on her lap, sitting next to each other, so that they could both be sitting on that travel pad that's connected to the energy cleaner in front of the couch. And that's why he asked if he could borrow it. And I thought, no way am I going to let you borrow my energy cleaner that is permanently in the living room connected to the travel pad
right.
on the couch.
Right.
I love my travel pad because I lie down in the evening, and it is the most wonderful half an hour with a TENS unit for my back. If my back is going to give me a hard time like it will today because of the snow, that energy cleaner is priceless. And then there's, oh, my gosh. she was at least honest enough to say, well, if we decide that we don't want to keep it, I said, I want it back because I'll take it up north and I'll keep it there during the summertime. I talked to Tiffany up north. We have a tiny little 100 by 200 square foot place up north.
Okay.
And the energy cleaner, we don't go up there without the energy cleaner. So that energy cleaner, that if Danny and Amanda don't want it, it's coming with us to go up north. And it's going to stay up north through the summer. My daughter came over to have pork steak dinner a couple nights ago. Again, my travel pad on that couch, she sat on it. She wouldn't move. She was here for about 2 to 3 hours. She never moved from that spot. She's the one who got the queen-size mattress pad. And she won't let me help her put it on her bed, so I don't know if it's on her bed or not. But I know that Danny and his wife, Amanda, wouldn't move from that spot. And Tiffany, a couple nights ago for a pork steak dinner, she wouldn't move from that spot either.
So let's get some clarification here. When it came time to eat, where was the food served? Was it served on a kitchen table, dining room table?
No. We have a couple of trays that we use in the living room so that we can
TV
watch.
Trays.
Yeah. And that's what I put in front of Tiffany. And she sat with me and Joe on the couch enjoying dinner. But the only time that she got up from that energy cleaner travel pad was to go to the bathroom. That's the only time she got up. And she went right back to that spot where the energy cleaner pad is.
Well, Diane, you've been buying energy cleaners and helping people for, what, about 9 or 10 years?
You know what? I don't even keep track anymore, John, because it seems that the big guy upstairs, as Joe lovingly calls him, gives me the money to purchase them. And I'm not going to argue. If he tells me to purchase one, I'm not going to argue with him. I'm just going to do what he tells me. And he was the one who told me, go ahead and buy it for Danny and Amanda. They wouldn't move from the energy cleaner travel pad on the couch when they were here. You know what? They're getting the energy cleaner travel pad and the energy cleaner as soon as it shows up.
Outstanding. Well, I ship these priority mail. Typically, the place is closest to Wisconsin. We're looking at a two-day delivery, so... Went out yesterday. You probably get it tomorrow. And
you know what? The porch is cleaned off of all that heavy snow, and the travel person, whoever is delivering it, has a clear path to the front door.
Outstanding.
Well, I talked to my sister Patrice yesterday, and I said, you know, Tom Berryhill and John Moore instructed me on what you can do. That energy cleaner is giving you too much energy and it makes you jumpy. I said, they told me years ago, all you need to do is remove one row of those D-size batteries. And if that's not enough, then remove two rows of those D-size batteries. Well, she's already committed to my brother John that she's going to give him her energy cleaner when she comes over for Resurrection Sunday dinner. So then he's going to have one to take with him and his wife, Janet, to Florida. She has a condo in Florida that she inherited from her mom who died. And John doesn't have an energy cleaner in Florida. And guess where it's going?
Well, it'll be a good location for it. Well, it sounds like your sister is going to give up an energy cleaner rather than try to make it right. Is that what's going on?
Well, it's been a few years, and I said, you did remove the batteries. Oh, yeah, I would have removed the batteries. I said, there's going to be battery acid if you didn't. Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. I would use the batteries for something else. So, you know what? I told John that what I experienced was white vinegar cleaned up the energy cleaner just fine when there was a little bit of battery acid. Because in my infinite lack of wisdom, I thought that the batteries were not seated properly, and I didn't put them in the same exact sequence when I put them back in the energy cleaner. And that's how I got some battery acid on the inside, and I could hear the sizzling, and I disassembled it. Yeah, and I used the white vinegar, and I think it was you or Tom who told me to use white vinegar, and it worked great.
I would have told you to use WD-40, but if the batteries are improperly installed, it can be severe damage, Tom, right?
Well, yeah, what happens is it corrodes the springs, the contact springs and the battery contacts on each end. And we've seen the most damage occur with the springs. It will actually rot them out. But here's how you can test it and possibly recover it and have perfect operation is to clean it out the best you can. I've just used damp paper towels. I don't worry about a little staining or anything in there. I don't really care about that. Some people want it perfectly clean. So you could use some vinegar. That would help. Or baking soda. That would work. Maybe an old toothbrush and scrub that in there and then clean it out real good with damp paper towels. And then maybe use a nail file or some sort of sandpaper or something to clean the ends of the contacts. And then put in one row of batteries. If it blinks, it's working. Then put move those batteries to the middle row. See if it's blinking there. And if it does, fine, that one's working fine. And then go to the final row that's left. And just check each battery row independent of the others with just three batteries. And if you get blinks on that light when you put the batteries in, then it's good. Then you can put the new batteries in there, and you're ready to go, and there's been no harm done.
Understood.
Well, Diana, I should have a custom superhero costume made up for you, or cheerleader outfit made for you to be, since you are our official cheerleader for the energy cleaner.
I wouldn't wear it, John.
You wouldn't wear it?
I would not wear it. I would not wear it.
Okay.
There is something that my husband has drilled into my head for decades, and that's low profile. Just do my thing, and I'll just keep a low profile. And the guy who really counts upstairs is the one who's going to notice, and that's good enough for me.
Well, that's the right attitude. I like that. I like that. Now, when you worked at the university, you helped a number of your coworkers who had various issues, didn't you?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's called pain, and they would be in pain. And one by one, they got an energy cleaner from John Moore and Tom Berryhill because it happened. And somehow it resolved and took care of everything that they had going on that they were complaining about. I gave them the aluminum screen, which you and I know is not an indefinite solution or answer.
No.
And I think that's what I probably can attribute Danny's lack of interest in the first energy cleaner that I gave him. Is because I gave him aluminum screen, and like you already pointed out, that will eventually crack, and it'll start injuring the person who's lying on top of
it. You're being polite. After about 2 months, it'll scratch you in the butt in the middle of the night is what'll happen.
Yep.
But
I think that's what happened. I think that's what happened. What he did with it, I asked Amanda, I said, you know that house, she's a stay-at-home mom. I said, see if you can find it. So, you know, she'll look. That's the best she can do.
Right. Well, it's a work in progress. And your stated goal quite a few years ago, Diane, was to save the planet one energy cleaner at a time.
You know what? The longer I live, the more I can realize that objective and that goal, okay? I'll do what I can. I'm going to let you go, John. I got to go back outside and do some more shoveling.
Well, best of luck to you in the frozen Northland. We'll talk next Thursday. We appreciate it, Diane.
You have a blessed day. You too, Tom.
Thank you, Diane.
Hey, bye-bye.
Well, Tom, I'm going to do a segue here. We've got a break coming up. And there we go. We got a caller and hold here. We got Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Real quickly, I have another report. Remember I had gotten blood work a while back?
Right.
And my immune system was really good. And anyway, I got another blood work done, and it's still good. And that I had, you know, a high white count for a long time in my life. So I'm giving a report, too, that it's a good report on my immune on the white count, which has never happened before. So it's twice now that it's occurred using the energy cleaning.
And Energy Cleaner has been helping. That's fantastic, Deborah. We appreciate the update.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, I just wanted to report that. Yeah. Just wanted to tell you about that.
Well, thank you, Deborah. Nothing like a first-hand testimony. We appreciate that, Deborah. Appreciate the call.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, Tom, beginning of December, people started getting these, thank you, Deborah, seed catalogs with the beautiful photographs of the fruits and vegetables and ornamentals. And we got a break coming up here. When we get back from the break, let people know how they can use the Energy Cleaner to improve their fruits and vegetables and ornamental plants, if you would, sir.
We'll do that, John, right after the break.
Okay. And, well, people get better results. That's the bottom line. Here's a break. We'll get this update on improving plants when we get right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Mr. Sandman, bring me
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh. What's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have
back. Tom. Let's see if we can squeeze this last caller in here. We got Tim in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Hey, Tom, I have a question for you. I have three energy cleaners. The one that I use is a portable. I have an application for it I'll bet you've never heard of, and I want to run it past you and tell you what I'm doing. On James McKinney's website, he sells a hydroponic garden system called Dollar Garden, and I bought one. Basically, it's a 20-gallon. You've seen them. They're the vertical gardens made of heavy plastic, and the water comes up from a 20-gallon tank, comes up through the middle, and it drips down onto the plants. The pump runs once an hour for 2 minutes on a timer. And basically, I knew there was no way to do the garden application with the energy cleaner because it's vertical, and I just couldn't see how to do it. What I did, I took the alligator clip with the spoon, and I dropped it into that 20-gallon tank. And it's in there 24/7. It's only been a couple of days. I had a couple of questions for you. Is that going to hurt anything with that alligator clip down there 24/7, and it's cold water? Is that going to make a difference, or do you think I'm like out in left field somewhere, or what?
No, that won't hurt anything. We've done that before, very similar applications. You know, another thing you could do is just take a piece of wire, a piece of insulated wire, a piece of speaker wire, anything, and just coil it up around that vertical structure. Just kind of dangle it through there. Just get it near the plants and hook that on the energy cleaner, but also have that connected to the spoon or whatever you're putting in the water tank. You could also take a stainless steel welding rod. The size of the rod is not critical, or a piece of stainless steel wire because it won't corrode, and just take a loop of that and maybe make like a candy cane type of thing that hangs over the side of the tank or bucket or whatever the water's in, and clip onto that, and that would keep the alligator clip from rusting or degrading, and it would transfer that signal in there. And then you could also drape this wire. You could use chicken wire, but then you have trouble getting to the plants. This way you could just drape this wire, or just kind of make it like a helical loop that just goes right up the vertical structure, and attach it at the top to where it'll stay put, and connect that to that same probe that you're putting into the water tank, and you'll energize that entire structure. And we've done things like that. I built one of those vertical things for a guy once, and that's how we did it, and he really likes the way it works. So people with a small space could put something like that in a window, like a picture window, and put that, keep that in their house, and grow inside year round.
Well, this is like this is like 6 feet tall, and it has the grow lights and everything. So, but it's still, I've had fresh greens all winter for salads. You know how good they work. So, well, then I'm going to keep experiment with that and use it. So,
real good, Tim. Well, best of luck. Let us know how the experiment goes.
Thank you.
Tom, thank you. We'll have you in the morning. We'll talk about emergency communications.
Thank you, John. I'll call you after a while.
Okay. That's it for today. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaning, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the lovely state of Missouri I get to live in, the beautiful big state of Texas, and Lord, please God bless the United States of America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.